Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Secret Show for Thursday, November 11th, Veterans Day. This is a very special Veterans Day show. It's a secret show. Hello. Today's a lot. There's a lot today.
Don't you want to introduce everyone?
Scott's here. Scott's here.
Right. Oh.
Scott's you know, here. I love Veterans Day, but what I'm annoyed about is my pool's closed. So what about my swim? What about me?
Try the ocean. You bought a damn wetsuit. Go swim in the ocean, loser.
It's cold, man.
Yeah, that's okay. Why I had to call you a loser. You're a big baby. Go swim and put your wetsuit on and go get your swim done.
Also on the show are Vinny and Brent. Really, shut up for 1 second, Scott. Scott is very soft.
Oh, is he?
Brent, yes.
There you got it.
I have you.
The seals are huge.
I have
that's
you
unkind,
run
Sarah.
To the.
Yeah,
Scott is Scott is very low.
All right.
Let me
she
hear.
She said
him.
Soft.
That's
she said
good.
Soft.
You're soft. And now let me hear Brent's level too.
So by soft, do you mean like flaccid?
I did. I meant flaccid. Okay.
Flaxseed.
Yeah, I see.
Like flaxseed. Okay, we can proceed.
I said his hair looked nice, and he called me a motherfucker. I have no idea what happened there.
Wow.
No, you said that it looked like a comb-over.
I said, look at that great comb-over.
And it's not a comb-over,
and you said, you're a fucking comb-over mofo, and I'm like, oh, God.
No, Jesus, Scott. Bren. You know, I'm heading toward retirement. How about a bit of respect for the elders in society?
I have plenty
you're
going to
retire?
For you.
I don't know. Maybe I've been told.
You know
I
what?
Should.
After I'm going to retire.
After really?
Today. I'm tired.
But Sarah, what are you going to do all day with no one to order things?
Yeah, I'll watch TV.
At? Really?
Sure. Something. Yeah. I'll figure something out. Don't you worry about me.
Yeah. And there's a lot of lease. John's got to
blow. We retire now. I get stuck with the kids, and the wife goes to work. I'm fucked.
Oh man.
Let's retire, Ben. It sounds idyllic, doesn't it? I don't.
You know, my husband loves
kids. I'm joking.
Kids.
I'm totally joking.
Give them to my husband. We were just with my cousins this weekend, and he's looking after my cousin's three kids. And she was like, "He's a dream. Can I hire him?" She just left her kids with us for the day. And it's
well, he wants kids, right?
Yeah, he loves it. He loves.
So, are you going to give him a child or not?
Not for lack of trying. I mean, I guess we could do it, but like I said before, you know. What is it? You guys need to give me a list of things that I need to worry about when looking for a child, when shopping
looking
around.
Looking for a child.
What's the biggest concern? What should I be most worried about?
Well, I mean, you want him to be good looking, right?
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's hard. I don't want any competition, it's really
though.
Hard to tell if a kid is good looking or not when
really?
They're a baby. Yeah.
Well, they got those little model kids for Banana Republic. Those kids are good looking.
Sure. There you go. All right. Well, see? Get one of those Banana Republic.
Get a
kids,
Banana
then.
Republic kid. That's great.
If you buy the corduroys, you get the kid for free.
Yeah.
The kid.
They
the
come
holidays.
with the corduroys. The yeah.
With the denim jacket.
Yeah.
I'm just worried because you know. I want my kid to have, you know, to have something wrong with it. I do. I want a flaw because I don't make it.
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe balls at a very early age. That's good. That's always good.
All kids are born with balls.
Did you
oh, I didn't know that.
Balls?
I kids had hair. They
what
don't come
are
out with.
Yeah. Talking about balls.
They oh, well, when they
kids are born with balls.
No, not balls. Bald, no hair.
Oh,
they're born bald too.
Are they?
Well,
aren't
not
they?
All of them.
Actually, mine
yeah.
weren't. That's
yeah,
true.
I was going to say, I had a full head of hair in my baby pictures.
So there you go.
But yeah, I mean, my kids were bald.
Your mom's poor vag. It's like, must have been like a Brillo pad.
Your mom's
with
poor
a full
vag.
Head of hair. Oh, my God. You Brilloed her vag. You tore it apart. That's why she's angry.
Yeah, we that must be it. I'm sure it's because I broke her vagina when I was exiting.
I want a smart kid, though, who can look like you, Sarah. You got a kid that's going to pay for you. I want one of those.
I know. Oh, my God. Fingers crossed, man.
You think.
Yeah. I just.
As soon
and
as the money starts rolling in, he's going to be like,
I'm moving out.
Have a good one, Ma.
He was saying last night, he goes, if I get all the money, I'm going to buy our house in Tahoe back. I'm like, dude, do not buy that house back.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Yeah,
no.
You got all the money and you're going to go for that house?
Don't do it. I'm like,
yes.
Get one on the lake with a view, a
there
full view of the lake. What are you talking about? He goes, no, I have such good memories there. I'm like, keep on remembering them and go get one of those killer lodges.
Right.
Like, what? are you talking about? He went and stayed at our old house through Airbnb on his little vacation road trip that he did with his girlfriend, Jessie. They're friends, best friends.
Mm-hmm.
It must be so nice to have childhood memories you cherish that you shared with your family when you were a kid. I can't imagine.
You don't have those? Like, right?
I've got solo ones, moments alone, reading books and seeing films by myself, or spending time with my best friend David, but with my family, no.
Don't lie. You had plenty of fun with your family.
I love that story you reminisce about when you were given blowjobs down Lombard Street.
Yeah,
and the guy,
that's a good one.
And
good
you said
memories.
To the guy, hey, mister, this one's a little big. Do you think you can? And he just pushed you out of the car.
Kicked
you. Combined two
rolled
stories.
Onto the sidewalk.
You combined your two favorite
with
stories.
With the braces and
headgear and your halo.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, this one's a little thick. You think you can...
Slide me an extra $10 for another where my jaw hurts.
I actually said beer can size. But anyway, you've combined two stories.
I'm not
sure
that I did.
Not but, you know, like... Edson's got loads of moments from his childhood he really, you know, relives.
Oh, we're not going to get to relive the beer can incident? I was kind of hoping for that.
Because my dad always said he'd bring us to Tahoe or Disneyland when he got his new company car, and then never happened.
Came
and went.
If Edson's background and family was such a good, tight unit and everyone, why did he turn out so out of touch with himself?
Yeah, that's a good...
Isn't he? This is a man who's married to a man who thinks he's only 20% gay.
Is it even up to 10%?
20%? Sorry, exactly. 10%.
20 would be good. I mean, 20 moving up. 20 would be an improvement.
That is a thing. Good question, Vinny. Answer?
Well, I don't think that that
this
do
should
I
be good.
I don't think that your crafting. Identity needs to be established by how you feel about your sexuality necessarily.
No, but we're wondering if it was so great, why did he leave Brazil?
Oh, because it's difficult in Brazil to have any sort of future, really, unless you're wealthy. The disparity of wealth there is so much that unless he wanted to work on a farm or live in a small town, you know, I think he wanted to see the world. But now he does. So he's done pretty well, actually.
Yeah, he nailed it, didn't he?
Yeah, he went with a guy who travels the world.
Yeah.
I
figured it out.
Great to have him.
I got in your suitcase, Capuho.
That's not his accent, but nice try.
About landing the Whopper. He sits in the park across the street from your house until you finally say, all right, come in, Jesus.
You broke up with him and he camped out in the park.
It's great to have a place to go, though.
Can I come in and take a shower?
Can I?
Cool. 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Capuho.
I think, you know, as it turns out, I've realized one thing in my relationship with my husband is I'm not the easiest person to get along with.
What?
God, are you sure?
Yeah, don't say.
You're crazy. What? You're so
easy. Unbelievable.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I'm so diplomatic.
You're a pleasure.
That's the word for it.
I'm so open. Uh-huh. But as it turns out, maybe not. So we've worked through a couple things, I think,
together. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really don't think I'd be doing any of this, especially live performance, if it weren't for Edson, because he's very supportive. And as it gets older...
As it gets
difficult.
Older?
It, the relationship?
I'm referring
or?
To myself in the proper pronoun.
Oh, it.
As
it gets older, go on.
I'm neither he nor she, I'm just it.
Okay.
I am it.
You are
capital
it.
Capital I, yeah. This but as it gets older,
okay.
All of it.
So, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Oh, dear.
Again, my family, my sister wants to get a whole food turkey. I'm like,
look, those are good and it's nice, but it's almost as much work to heat everything up and make everything happen than it is
and
just
also,
to make it.
I don't know.
That's not true.
That.
Yes, it is.
It's not true at all. But I don't know who's touched that meat. I don't know what oil they've used. I don't know how long it was cooked.
Oh, right.
You should cook. You know what you should do?
Go kill a turkey and cook it yourself.
You should go do it all yourself. That'd be incredible.
Yes.
I'm thinking of doing it, but my cooking tends to be a bit grainy. My husband almost threw up when I made chicken the other night. How do you mess up chicken? Just follow me around the kitchen. You'll find out how.
I don't know
what I did.
You're a guy who boils apples and eats those, so no one can really understand you at all. I have a bad advice about a Thanksgiving situation.
Oh, this will be fun.
What are you doing? What are you doing, sir?
We're just the four of us. We're going to... And John is talking about just making the breast. He was like, it'll just be so much easier. Just the breast of the turkey. Just make the breast. Get a fresh breast that hasn't been injected with stuff. And
he's not seen a fresh breast in at least a year.
That is true.
Maybe we'll drop by.
Wow.
We might drop by.
No, it's like I said, it's just going to be the four of us.
It was perfect. Just S and I. Then it'll be six. It'll be great. We'll just combine.
One
we'll
big stand on happy the deck. Family, yeah.
Okay, we'll put you on the deck. That'll be fine. I'll put you at the kids' table out there. Perfect.
Can we come in and use the toilet? Can we,
all right. No? There's a porta potty out front. Use that.
All right.
You still have a porta potty in your front yard?
I do.
It's just their garden. It's pretty much a porta potty. That's why they're putting a fence.
No, we have a porta potty. There are people working in our yard. What, I'm going to make them go pee in the bushes? Like
in that tiny, nothing, postage stamp garden, you need a porta potty? They can pee in the gutter. What's the problem?
Oh, my God.
They can pee in your house. Let them in. Let them into your house.
They're covered in dirt.
Right.
No.
If we're outdoors, he just sits on the curbside. And lets his willy hang out and pees that way.
Oh, it's a Brazilian my God.
Thing. I know. Hilarious. So
he.
Funny.
So you're telling me he lets it drop out of his shorts and he
yep.
just
yep.
points
on the beach,
it down the...
On the curb in Mill Valley, wherever, in front of the library in Mill Valley, wherever.
That's the way to do it, actually.
Yeah.
That is a good way.
It is good because, you know, you got to go and guys actually can pull their wiener out. That's
it is so
advantageous.
It is so goddamn convenient to be a dude.
Yeah. I got really big balls, though, so if I do it, my balls drop out, too. It's weird.
You don't have big balls. We've
huge,
seen your cock.
Drooping,
you've got a pointy little
huge,
thing.
Enormous
prove it, Scott. Why don't you prove it? We're looking right at you.
Oh, man. I can't lift them right now.
They're so heavy.
Aren't strong enough.
Yeah,
they're enormous. Thank you, Bryn. Thanks for Mr. Flirty. Bryn, I'm married.
Hey, Bryn. Hey, Vinny, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Just to 100% double check.
Yeah.
Can you look at the text and make sure people aren't screaming?
Oh, sure.
Oh my God, you guys
You
are
guys,
on the air.
Get off the air.
Oh, I'm glad I haven't sworn. Sworn?
You've sworn. We've all sworn.
No, I don't see anything. A few seconds ago, something's got to give.
Yeah, I don't see anything either on my
No, this is obviously thing. All coming in from the replay that we're doing as we speak.
Oh, great.
I don't like that you're not confident about that, Sarah.
I'm just double checking because you're not here to double. Because you know how I always set it up and then I say, please come
Brent,
in and double check?
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't. I don't need no trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you'd fucked up, Ren, you'd be fired by now. You would have known anyway. So let's
That's
go.
True.
Should we continue with this? Or?
I don't know. Maybe we should just stop.
Vinny, what are you doing on Thanksgiving? What are you doing?
I am going to Hawaii with my kids.
Oh, yeah.
So we're not going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to have whatever we make in our little kitchenette. And it won't certainly... I don't even think we'll try to do turkey. We're just going to pretend like Thanksgiving's not happening and enjoy the islands.
What island will you be on?
Oahu. We're going to go to the Disney hotel that's there.
Alani.
So,
Ko'alina. Wow.
And we've been meaning to go for a long time. So this is really...
This is like the third try to go to this place.
Yep.
You've had to cancel.
When do you guys start your vacation? What day?
I'm not sure which day we leave. But it's, you know, whenever the weekend comes, we'll somewhere around there.
We start next week, though. We have one more week and then we have the week of Thanksgiving off.
Nice.
Thanks
we got someone coming to our house to stay.
Oh, nice. Who's that?
Your
mom?
Since we are going to be there for a week, Vinny.
A dragon?
New towels, not machine
washed. Oh, so sorry. Geesh, I'll look into that.
Oh.
Thank you. Organic.
That's really nice of
Egyptian.
You to house sit for him, though.
I don't mind. It's fine. Yeah. And I won't check anything. I won't look through your files or break locks.
Does he get to borrow your surfboards, too?
Yeah. I'm going to send them out into the water with the boards. We've got a lot of bikes and my skateboards. If you can bring yourself to like a 9-year-old level, you're going to have the time of your life. Yeah.
Well, you have a dog, and that's they're probably most excited about that. I mean, no one loves dogs like Edson.
You know, I'm starting to get nervous that they're going to show up. So let's stop talking about that.
Okay.
What were you going to read to us, Sarah?
I have a Thanksgiving.
Let's hear it.
Bad advice, and it has a dog in it. This one has it all. Okay, let's see here. The last time my family was together was Thanksgiving 2019, and that makes sense. I don't know if you guys have heard, but things were off for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving 2019, hosted by my brother and my sister-in-law. They have a 90-pound dog who is untrained, allowed to go wherever he wants. While bustling around the kitchen getting the meal ready to serve, I turned and almost tripped over the dog. I was carrying a casserole of bubbling hot potatoes, and only very quick reflexes stopped me from tumbling over him. I yelled at the dog to get out of the kitchen, and my sister-in-law proceeded to yell at me in front of everyone, "You have got to chill out!" I didn't say anything, but I was shocked that I was being yelled at. Needless to say, it ruined Thanksgiving dinner for me, and as soon as the main course was finished, I left the table to take a walk around the neighborhood. Then I went to bed. The next day, I apologized to my sister-in-law for yelling at the dog, but explained that it was an instinctive reaction since I could have been seriously hurt. She did not apologize to me, nor acknowledge that if I had fallen over the dog, I could have easily been burned by the hot potatoes, or broken my arm in the fall, or cracked open my skull.
Scary.
All the things that could have happened. As a dog owner, I've always trained my dog to stay out of the kitchen, but if the situation had been reversed, I would have apologized profusely to the person who was almost hurt and hauled the dog off to another room. I'm being invited back to their house for Thanksgiving this year, but I won't put myself in danger like that again. Do I just say, no thanks, I have other plans, or do I tell them I don't feel safe in their house?
Well,
was that it?
Those are the only options you're offering yourself? I would say, why don't you just go there and then not help out in the kitchen at all, period. Yeah, I'll come over and you'll make me Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be putting myself at risk again. The other thing, too, is that that's a heat of the moment kind of situation. And it's really difficult to control your outburst. It was probably difficult for her to control hers. They clearly raised their dog a different way than you raised yours. I'm actually on team you. And the dog shouldn't have been anywhere near the kitchen. Huge dog. And it is dangerous. Not only could you have hurt yourself, you got to hurt her fucking dog, too.
Like dogs are underfoot, though. Even the best trained ones will find themselves under your feet. So I personally think everyone has overreacted.
Yeah.
In a moment, yes, you don't want to burn yourself or fall. The dog's just a dog. They're around. They want to be around their
people. Doing dog things.
They do what dogs do. So, I'd say go to the dinner and stay out of their kitchen.
Yeah.
Keep your hands to yourself. Watch a football game.
Or ask, say, listen, you could just be honest and say, I'll help with the cooking, but that dog can't be in here.
It's too, you know what?
You could ask that.
It's too big.
It is. It's huge.
Oh,
that ask is too big?
No, I just think that you're, a year later, you're still grinding on
right.
this.
Right, 2 years later, she's
it's
still grinding
much.
On it.
It's too much. Like, just
let it go.
Be over it. And if you go, stay out of their kitchen and enjoy their hospitality. And if you don't go, don't make a scene about it. Like, I'm taking a stand for the dog being in the kitchen. I almost broke my neck.
Right.
2 years later, dude, get over
it.
Yeah,
they're not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Scott?
I think that she should bring something that doesn't require kitchen time. Like a huge box of See's candy. Mmm, delicious at Thanksgiving. Mm. Dump that on the dining table and say, I'm done. And then sit on the sofa and get on her iPhone. And then if you're asked to help, be like, yeah, I'm not much of a cook. This is what I do every year.
Yeah,
it totally works.
It totally works. Bring a 12 or a Grey Goose or something and you'll be everyone's best friend.
No.
Seriously, bring a really nice bottle of, you know, of wine, something that the governor drinks, one of those. And start filling glasses. You know, bring that.
There you go.
Or next time, you know, if the dog's in the kitchen and you want to cross to the kitchen, take the dog by the lead, but you know, take the dog by the collar, lead it out, and say, I'm just going to put the dog out here so no one falls. If you want to remind your sister of what happened 2 years ago and give her a chance to apologize, although I have to say, like with my sister, when she had her meltdown in a restaurant about 7 months ago.
This is good.
Complete meltdown where she was screaming at me about how selfish I am. And then she went to storm out. She stood up, and my uncle, who stood up to let her out, and then she sat back down again, and my uncle was like, okay. He sat back down again, and then she kept going.
She wasn't done berating you.
Right. Then she stormed out. As I'm yelling, your childhood's not going to improve. The thing is...
Wow, you're a mean lady. Yeah,
it is what it is. You are what you are.
She's in the past.
Like this woman, I've brought it up a couple of times, and my sister's never apologized for it, and she never will, because people don't think their behavior is wrong.
They don't. And here's another thing you can do. Look out for the dog. You know this. It has embedded itself in you to a point where 2 years later, you're still totally fucking fuming about it. Like, I can feel your anger coming through your letter. You could go there, help as you would normally, enjoy your family, your brother, whatever extended family's there. And just when you're carrying hot stuff, first look around and say, hey, can someone get that dog? I'm going to cross the kitchen with a hot plate. Just learn from it.
If only it was North Korea, the dog would be the hot plate. And then she
wouldn't
have to worry.
But I'm bummed.
That's hilarious. Bryn, you got some thoughts on this?
I think you guys said
that for
perfectly.
Why is that for Bryn? Because he's Asian? He's not eating dogs.
It's definitely because...
Oh, my God. Is that why he did that?
Oh, God.
This is getting a little bit...
Oh, my God.
I have no idea.
Bryn was falling asleep.
Oh, my God.
I'm walking
out.
I meant because he could press a button and edit it out. That's what I meant. God, you guys are racist.
We're racist?
Yes.
I feel like you have some misplaced feelings in this whole thing. All right. So, Bryn, we covered it. You're as far as you're
concerned. Yeah, I think you guys covered it. I especially like Scott's opinion, which is bring your own entree and just say, hey, guys, I brought this.
And the entree is a box of chocolate. Yeah.
Or, you know, you can make cranberry sauce in the at your house, which is really easy to make, and people love when it's homemade. Bring that, put it in the fridge, I'm done. And then
how do you home make it? Like unschlock the can and to mash it up and then act like you made it? That's a good idea.
Public school made you just, it's so trashy.
Or, you know, maybe you rent a lion and bring it over there.
Oh, to eat the dog.
Yeah, then you get rid of their dog in one visit. All you're right.
But, you know, if you want to piss your sister off because she's never apologized, bring an unannounced guest. Bring a friend.
Oh,
I thought I told you. I thought I texted you.
People effing hate that, don't they, Scott?
But on Thanksgiving, yes, Vinny, they do. But that's why I said it. But anyway, on Thanksgiving, they have a certain amount of food. So we're not in a restaurant where it can be fixed, right, Vinny? Or, you know, can look, you know, especially after all the favors they've done for that person, one mistake, you know, can be looked over. But anyway, on Thanksgiving, people have a lot, they have this thing in their mind of how they want it to be. So if you screw it up with one little, and then they can't say anything because it's Thanksgiving, you got to be nice. It's perfect.
Well, this is going to do it for today's Secret Show. Scott, thank you so much for being on. Do you have you've got some, your gigs start tonight, right? At the Punchline?
At the Punchline all weekend, yeah. Tonight, tomorrow night, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Two shows tonight, two, or just on Friday,
Saturday? No, just one tonight, two Friday, two Saturday.
All right, perfect.
Five shows
on the weekend. People can get tickets.
Which one are you going to come to, Sarah?
I'm not. ScottCaparo.com. I'm going to Hooman's birthday party. So
oh my God, really?
Yeah.
What?
Where's he throwing that at?
Oh, didn't you get the invite?
Man. Me?
Yeah.
He didn't invite me.
Oh, I'll send you the invitation.
I don't need that.
He's inviting like 500,000 zillion
people. Yeah,
that's the
like,
last place I would go.
Well, you have a
show. It's going to be too crowded. Yeah, I'm not.
It's outside.
I'm invited to my super spreader event. Yeah.
I know. I can't wait. It's going to be super fun. I hope I get the Delta variant.
What mask are you going to go as? What mask are you wearing for the event?
I'm going to wear four masks. I'm not sure which one I'll put on top.
Riley's already super pissed off.
He goes on a road trip. He comes home and he immediately goes and gets a COVID test before he comes home. He's like, I don't want to bring COVID in. I'm like, that is so great. Just come home.
So crazy. It's sweet crazy. It's sweet crazy.
It is crazy and sweet. Okay. Yeah. So people can get tickets to your shows at scottcaparo.com. One P, two R's. Thank you so much for being on today, Scott.
Thank you guys. Love
your perspective.
You really are a delight.
You're a treat.
You rock it. Mm-hmm. Vinny, you rock it. You rock my
world. No, you rock it.
You
all
too.
Right. Okay.
All right, let's end the love fest. End it.
Go ahead, Vin.
Thank you. All right.